Hey everybody, welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. I'm excited. Now, this week we're going to be doing a series of unique and special interviews with all of the presenters and the speakers at this year's huge convention in Washington, D.C. So this will be good for you, the listener, because you're going to get to meet some people you may not have heard of before, and they all have different areas of expertise with different specialties and backgrounds. I'm going to do a series of short interviews with people just like Allison Hester, who I have on the line with me now from eClean Magazine. Allison, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Josh. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're such a great person, and I've known you for quite a long time now. I read your magazine. It's helping people all over the place. But you're actually going to be a speaker at the huge convention this year. So I want to dig into what you're going to be presenting on and all that. But first, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what your background is?
Sure. Yeah, I'm Allison Hester, as you said. I'm the publisher of eClean Magazine, which is mostly an online publication for the pressure washing, window cleaning, and roof cleaning industries. I've been around the pressure washing industry off and on for over 20 years. I started out back in 94 when I took a job with a different trade publication called Cleaner Times, which is still around today. And I was their editor for 4 years. Before I left and decided to go do some other things. That was interesting. It was back before pressure washers were in Home Depot, so I had no idea what it was, you know, what one was when I started there. It was also back before the internet, so it was harder to find out about them. And the industry has changed, you know, a whole lot since then. I left Cleaner Times in 98 and went and did some corporate work, and then I knew we were going to start a family, so I decided to leave the corporate world and do freelance, and so that I could be a stay-at-home mom when we had kids. And in that process, I did some hit-and-miss work for Cleaner Times. I continued doing that. And then I think it was around 2008, I went back to work for them part-time freelance in an editorial position. And that was after social media had hit, and I could see more of what readers were wanting, and I just felt like there was a need for something more. While Cleaner Times is a great publication, it just wasn't hitting, especially the contract cleaner side, the way I felt like it needed to. So when the door opened, I jumped on that opportunity in 2011 and started my own publication, which became eClean in 2012. So that's my background.
Well, that's super that's really interesting. So you don't clean stuff yourself, but you've been writing about and writing to help people that clean stuff for all these years. What is it? What made you fall in love with writing about this topic? It seems that, like, such a specific niche, and you just keep gravitating towards it. And then the real question, so that's the first question, why do you like pressure cleaning writing so much? And then the other thing is what was missing from the other magazine that you felt you could offer in your magazine?
As far as the industry, I have just fallen in love with this industry, and I think about all the time going, when I get frustrated, I always joke I'm going to go start a knitting magazine or something like that, but I would miss this so much in reality, that's not what I want to do. I like that this industry is small enough that we can get to know each other. I like that it's about more than just cleaning, and that was one of the things that I felt was missing is, while the industry is about cleaning, it's about small businesses, and it's about knowing how to run your business. There's some brilliant people in this industry, some great marketers, which I love marketing. I guess the vast array of the things that I can write about are exciting. I also like the people a whole lot. They're real. You know, they're a lot of smart people, but it's not a white-collar industry. It's people who are willing to go out and work hard for a living, want to support their families, and I like that. I like that group a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're blue-collar people. They're hardworking people, but don't let it fool you. A lot of these guys do $5 million a year, you know?
Absolutely,
But they started with nothing, and what's really cool about the huge convention to me is this industry does have like a family element to it, and it's really cool to be able to see everybody face to face. It's an amazing experience. It's hard to describe, but being in a room with, you know, 1,000 other people who are going through the same struggles as you, who have the same challenges as you, and to be mentored or have some brief conversations with people who are at that multi-million dollar mark, and maybe you're just getting started, and having a resource like your magazine that focuses on the business side, not just the technical side, all that stuff together. It's amazing. And the convention itself really gels and brings all that together. So it's a huge high energy event that focuses not on how to pressure clean a house or how to clean something, but how do we build businesses that serve our families? How do we have balance? How do we pull this off? And meeting other people who have done it, it's unbelievable what it can do for you.
Exactly.
So let's talk about your presentation. I mean, I don't want you to give away any gold nuggets or just maybe some teasers, but first of all, what are you going to be presenting on, and what can people expect to hear if they attend your session?
Sure. I'm going to talk about how to get media coverage for your company. And I'm coming at this, as I mentioned, I worked for two publications. I actually was the editor of a third publication and also did a brief stint with a TV station. So I've got that background. But I've also worked on the other side. I've been in corporate communications and advertising. I've done a lot of PR work, written a lot of ghost articles for clients. And so I've been on both sides. I've been the one that's selected or rejected ideas, and I've been the one to offer those suggestions to the media. You know, working with the media, getting media coverage these days is something that's really great for building your company's credibility. But I think it's something that most companies don't do. And I don't know if it's because of time. My guess is a lot of people just don't really know how to go about it. And I say that because the press releases that I see from contractors online usually are not ones that most media outlets are going to pick up. The good news is that at least 90%, I would say, that the people that are out there that are trying to get media coverage are going around about it wrong. So if you can do it right, you're going to stand out. And it's honestly not that complicated or that hard. And the other good news is that it doesn't have to cost you a dime to do it. So it's something you can, you know, you're going to put a little time and effort into it, but you don't have to spend any money to get this great marketing resource that's just there for the asking.
That is amazing. Honestly, I can even hear you, like the inflection in your voice as you talk about it. You got a little more energy. Like, I can tell you're passionate about this. And as you're, I've never really discussed that on the show, but that could be incredibly huge for a small business to get local, you know, television coverage during the fall season when you're talking about the dangers of not cleaning your gutters or something.
Absolutely.
That would be unreal for a little family business, right?
Yeah, and it's happened for some companies, and I know one example that I'll give, but they got featured during ice dam removal season, and then suddenly they had more work than they could handle. It kind of gave them they had to go hire an answering service and all those types of things. So, you know, it's out there if you just know how to go about it. So that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to help attendees, you know, figure out what outlets are out there, figure out how to approach, what kinds of things that the outlet is going to be interested in. We'll look at some examples of what people are doing and that's getting coverage. And then I'll provide some resources. I'll go through how to write a press release, even though these days it's not as key to know that as it used to be, but it's a good resource to have. And people that attend are going to actually get a little press release template from me that they can immediately take home, fill in their information, and send to their local newspaper.
Wow, that is very, very, very valuable stuff, Allison. I did not know that's what your presentation was going to be on. I knew it would be something great, but honestly, stuff like this is powerful. I mean, people don't know how to do this stuff. Allison is an expert in this area. She's worked for decades in media. She worked for television and print publications. She gets it. She knows stuff that you don't know. So go to the Huge Convention, shake her hand, get her free template on press releases, and take a lot of notes during her session. I mean, that's what the Huge Convention's all about. So to kind of wrap things up, why do you think people should attend this year's convention, the event?
Yeah, I thought about this quite a bit, but the answer's real obvious to me. I'll apply it to myself. I attend every year as a vendor, and obviously I'm trying to drum up business for my company. But I leave every year as a business owner. I leave with new ideas, I leave excited about my company. I leave with an understanding of what, a better understanding of what people are wanting from me. And I think that's because the people that attend this have a business, they have business on their minds. And so I've had the best conversations that I can remember every year that I've attended this. I think it's easy for contractors or for cleaning companies to focus, like we said, focus on the cleaning, what you need to, you know, what chemicals you need to use, what equipment you need to have. But the problem is you can be the best cleaner in the world, but if you can't run your business, then you're not going to be successful. And that's what this particular event is for, is to help you run your business and be a success at that.
You hit the nail on the head. I have nothing to add. This event is not normal. It's not a place where you go look at, just walk around and look at some cool equipment and some new cleaning detergents. This is a place where people learn how to go from being self-employed to being a real business owner. And what I mean by that, the people that have real businesses, they go to events like this and they make money the whole time they're gone. Right? And that's the key. How do we build that machine? And, you know, having access to people like Allison is an unbelievable resource. Thanks to the people putting on the huge convention, Thad and Chris, because they took an idea on a napkin and they've made it a real thing. And I've went to several as well. They're always unbelievable. There's no excuse, guys. If you need to grow your business, if you want to learn how to get local press coverage, go listen to Allison's presentation. The ticket price for this thing is super cheap. It's totally ridiculous. Go to thehugeconvention.com. Allison, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. Do you have any closing thoughts, and how can people connect with you?
As far as closing thoughts, no, just what you said is, you know, this is an event worth attending. It's worth making the effort to go. It'll change your business, and it may change your life. As far as connecting with me, eClean can be found online at ecleanmag.com. It's free to read online. That's what most people do. And so if you're not signed up, make sure you sign up. As far as, I think my contact information should be on there, but if you want to email me, it's allison@ecleanmag.com.
That's perfect. Everybody go to ecleanmag.com. It's a free, very high-level, highly professional trade publication for our industry. Allison, thank you so much for everything you're doing in our industry in general.
Well, thank you too, and thanks for having me.
Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, the Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training, and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago, and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.